and John. You want to talk some
trash? Yeah, lots of Phoebe Cates references in the Stranger Things 3 series that is out right now.
Well, Fast Times at Ridgemont High was when
82. It was in there.
She was blowing up.
Yeah. The new biopic about Elvis Presley will soon be made. Tom Hanks is going to be in it. He's not going to be Elvis. He's going to be Colonel Tom Parker. The movie's going to focus on Elvis and Colonel Parker's 20-year relationship. The Elvis is going to be some guy named Austin Butler. Never heard of him, but he's 27 years old. Saw some pictures. He looks like Elvis.
All right.
So obviously he's playing. He's 27 years old, this guy is. So I probably not playing like the fat Elvis from 77 or 76.
Unless he puts on a fat suit.
Yeah, he's probably not doing that. But that's the I don't know about you, that's the era I'm more intrigued by. That, like, if they were going to do an Elvis miniseries, I would want them to spend more time on the jumpsuit Elvis, the guy who was
dysfunctional.
Yeah, his girlfriend was walking him by. Ginger Alden would take him out for walks and try to walk past the racquetball court that he had. And
no,
Elvis,
baby.
Would you like to go in there?
No, baby, let's go back inside to the jungle room. Fix me up some nachos.
Yeah. Okay, and if you like,
where's my papaya juice, baby?
You'll flip out if you don't have enough papaya juice
or yogurt.
Yeah, and if you like Steely Dan, you can get some of Walter Becker's guitars.
Cool.
They're going to auction off some of Walter Becker's instruments in October. A number of the guitars that Walter Becker played over the years will be going up for auction October 18th and 19th in Beverly Hills. Walter Becker died in 2017. And Cameron Crowe's David Crosby biopic is coming out here in just a couple of days. And so Cameron Crowe's getting a lot of questions about Crosby and what his state of mind is these days and how things are going with him and Stills, Nash, and Young. And Cameron Crowe said, well, even former friends of David Crosby's, you know, who are in this circle of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, David lost some of those friends in the fallout. And he says, even though they don't talk to him anymore, they quietly kind of root for him. He says, but the rest of the guys in the band, it's much more complicated, their relationship with him, ever since he made those comments about Daryl Hannah, Neil Young's now wife, being a poisonous predator. Cameron Crowe says, the wounds and the burned bridges are still hot and smoking. Mm. The truth is, nobody is talking to him. The band's not getting back together, and he's left alone going, what did I do wrong? Cameron Crowe said, that's pretty much the movie. David Crosby has now isolated himself or been isolated, and he's out there, and none of the guys are talking to him anymore. We'll close the trash. As you mentioned, it's Will Ferrell's birthday. So here's a little bit of Will Ferrell for you.
Hello, I'm Robert Goulet. Da da dee da 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 doo.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
More cowbell.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here.
And the categories are movies that start with the word Jaws.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Those are pretty much the big, a lot of the big ones right there. Happy birthday to Will Ferrell.
He's 52 years old.